ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। At a seed mantra once, the second mantra of the second valli of second chapter. Hamsasuchishad Vasurantarikshas Saddhota Vedishadathitirduronasat Drishadvarasadritasadvyomasad Dabja Gojarutaja Adrijarutam Brihat. We read this mantra yesterday. And this mantra simply says, mentioning few things. Atma alone is in the form of all this. By saying this, by mentioning few things like heaven, sun, intermediate space, guest, etc. What the mantra conveys is everything here is Atma. It is not possible to mention, to give the list of all the things which constitute Jagat. So few things are mentioned. The few things are Upalakshanani for the entirety of the cosmos, for all the countless number of things which constitute the universe. So Atma alone is in the form of everything in the universe. That is the actual teaching of this mantra. So we were seeing yesterday, I think, Vasuru. We just saw, we only read the verse. Let me read again. Hamso hanti gacchatiti shuchishat shuchau divyadityatmana sidati iti adityatmana sidati iti. So here, the verb sidati is repeatedly mentioned in the Bhashyam. We came across the word sidantimagatrani mukhancha parisushyati. There the word sidati means all my limbs get dry. Sidantimagatrani, all my limbs shiver, tremble. Mukhancha parisushyati. You came across the same verb sidati, derived from the root sad. But here, siddhati also, the verb siddhati has different meanings. Different meanings. So siddhati means, in fact, sits. Mean, or it remains. Remains. Settles down. That's the meaning. So remaining, in the sense of remaining. The verb siddhati, which you came across in Bhagavad Gita, there it means shivers, trembles, as expression of one's grief, despair. But here the verb siddhati means sitting in, sitting at, sitting down, it means remaining. Therefore, so what does it mean here? Shuchau Adityatpana Siddhati. Atma alone is in the form of sun. When you say Adityatmana, the word Atmana there means in the form of. Aditya Rupena. Adityatmana means Aditya Rupena. This Atma alone is in the form of the sun, in the heaven. It means the sun stands for all the luminaries, self-luminous bodies, all the luminaries, all the galaxies. Atma alone is in the form of all the luminous bodies in the sky. That's the meaning. I'm going next. Today we have to read this. Vasurhu. So the next word we come across in the mantra is Vasuhu Antarkshasati. So Shuchihi Hamsaha Shuchishad. Hamsaha Shuchishad, we understood. The next word is what? Atma is in the Hamsa, the Aditya, in the heaven. Then Vasuhu Antarkshasati. That's the next word in the mantra. Vasuhu literally means wealth. But here Vasuhu means Vayuhu. How Vasuhu means Vayuhu? Shankaracharya explains, Vasayati Sarvan iti Vasuhu. Vasayati. Vasati lives, resides. Vasayati makes live, means lends life, gives life. Vasayati. Virpikkinradu. Lends life, makes live. Sarvan. So Sarvan means Sarvan Jivan Vasayati. Vayuhu. Vayuhu is called Vasuhu because this Vayuhu, the air alone, the wind element alone, makes all the beings survive. Remaining in the form of prana, it lends life. Vasayati. Vayu, Vayvatmana, Antarikshe Siddhati. This Vayu, which alone remaining in the form of prana, lends life to all the living beings, is there in the Antariksham, in the intermediary space. Vayu is not only in the form of prana. Of course, it lends life in the form of prana. The same Vayu which lends life in the form of prana to all the living beings is there blowing everywhere in the intermediary space. And Atma alone is in the form of Vayu in the intermediary space. Vayu Atmana ends in the Vayu Atmana, Vayvatmana, Antarikshe Siddhati. Antarikshe Antarikshe Asti. So Siddhati should be taken as Tishtati. Iti Antarikshasati. Okay. Hota Agnihi. Agnirvai Hota Iti Sutehe. So Hota, literally it means the offerer of oblations. The priest who performs the ritual is called Hota. But here Hota also means fire, Agnihi, in some other context. To make it very clear, Shankara Bhagavatpada also quotes a Veda mantra itself where fire also is said to be Hota. Not only the performer of a ritual Hota, even the fire which is used in performing the ritual is also called Hota. So Agnihi, the fire element. Agnirvai Hota iti Shutehe. So what now? The fire, Atma alone is in the form of fire. Okay. Vedyam. So we say Hota. The next word is Vedishat. The Hota, where it is Agni, it's not mentioned. It's implied. Hota means Agni. Atma alone is in the form of sun, in the sky. in the space, in the heaven, Atma is in the form of Vayu, Atma is in the form of fire. So Atma is in the form of all five elements. That's the fact. Vedyam. So Vedyam is equal to Prithivyam, which means Vedi must be meaning Prithivi. So Vedyam is equal to Prithivyam. Sidati iti Vedishat. Okay. So the fire which is found in this world on the earth is what now? Vedyam Prithivyam Sidati iti Vedishat. Hota Vedishat. So there is fire. Atma alone is in the form of fire in the earth. Yam Vedihi Parontav Prithivyaha. So in between, a small diversion. Adi Shankara Bhagavad Pada quotes a mantra from Rigveda Samhita. What does this mantra say? Yam Vedihi. So Vedihi is Trilinga Shabdaha, and then which means a feminine gender word, which means earth. Vedihi. So Vedihi Vedyam. Vedi Prithvi. Vedihi also means Prithvi. Yam Vedihi. Paraha Antav Prithivyaha. Ityadi Mantra Vrnath. Because this word, specific word Vedihi, is mentioned in this mantra, where it means earth. Yam Vedihi Paraha Antav Prithivyaha. So what is Vedihi? Any part of the earth is Vedihi or what? Here, when a ritual is performed, naturally, because of the fire kindled there, because of the mantras recited there, because of the invocation that is done there, because the oblations offered there, because of the invocation of the grace of Devatas, Bhagavan of Devatas there, that place becomes sanctified. Whenever puja is performed, a house becomes sanctified. Why we do all the time, we are compelled to do pujas. We perform a puja. We are not supposed to mechanically perform puja. We have to perform a puja with the shraddha, with the great reverence, with the utmost care, and invoking, because invoking the grace of Bhagavan in the form of all the natural phenomena known as devatas. And we invoke their grace, how? By expressing our gratitude to all those devatas, where we acknowledge the contribution of devatas. That is how it becomes a mutual propitiation. We invoke the grace of devatas, and devatas also bless us with everything we need to live our lives comfortably, properly. That's why in Tamil we say valam pera vaipadu. See, prosperity. If you want to be prosperous, seek the grace of Bhagavan, invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of devatas, earn, tap the blessings of devatas. You'll be blessed with all that you need in life. It is a different, completely different topic. That is worship. But when a worship is performed, a house becomes sanctified, purified. Similarly, earth also. The end, everything is Bhagavan, everything is Atma, everything is already, absolutely everything is holy. But still, a certain portion of the earth, wherever a ritual is performed, that place becomes sanctified, purified. That sanctified, purified portion, the part of the earth, is said to be what? Exalted place, exalted place, the part of the earth where the ritual is performed, thereby the place becomes sanctified and purified. That portion of the earth is called exalted earth, purified earth is called Vedihi. Paraha antapruthivyaha, prithivyaha antaha, paraha is Vedihi, yam Vedihi. This portion of the earth is Vedihi because it is exalted, paraha, and which is within what? The part of the earth. Because the ritual has been performed. That is the meaning. Yam Vedihi paraha antapruthivyaha. Antapruthivyaha means what? Not inside of the earth, it's part of the earth. Okay, that Vedihi. So, the entire earth does not become Vedi, but Vedi is called, Vedi is earth. A sanctified place, purified place. Now, the fire on this earth in general is nothing but Atma. Atma is in the form of fire. That is the meaning given here. Next. Atithis somas. Atitihi somaha sandurone. Atitihi somaha san durone kalashe sidati. Now, the word atitihi is given two different meanings here. Atitihi, of course, the guest, you know very well. Atitihi, first meaning is guest. And Shankaracharya here gives the meaning somaha. Yesterday, I told in the class, Atithihi literally means guest. But what is the meaning of Atithihi here? Shankaracharya says, Somaha. What is Somaha? Somaha means moon. Literally, Somaha means moon. Even Lord Shiva is called Somaha. Nama Somaya cha. You come across in Rudram. Why? Sa Umaha Somaha. Umaya sahitaha somaha. Umaya sahita sa umaha. Umaya sahitaha somaha. Lord Shiva is called somaha. Moon is called somaha. Now, but here somaha also means a creeper. Soma lata. A specific creeper which has a great medicinal value and which is somehow the soma lata is very important in performing certain rituals, and where the soma juice has to be extracted, the juice of the soma creeper has been extracted and used for offering and used in performing a ritual. And here the word atithihi here means somaha. So somaha here does not mean the creeper here. Somaha means soma rasaha. Soma, so atithihi means what? Literally means guest. But here atithihi means somarasaha. Somaha, somarasaha. The juice extracted from the soma creeper. That is why the particular ritual called somayagaha. And people who are given specifically to the performance of this ritual are known as Somaya. A person is called Somayajula. Even today we have the Brahmin surname Somayajula. Somayaji. Somayaji. Somayaji means Yaha Yajate Sahayaji. The worshipper of Soma, worshipper of the performer of a ritual called Somayaga is called Somayaji. Somayaji. In Telugu they say Somayajula. Okay, as different, let's not go out of the track. So, somaha here means this soma juice extracted from the specific creeper called soma creep. Okay, somalata. Now, duronam, somaha san, remaining in the form of the juice extracted from soma creeper, atma alone is there. Atma alone is in the form of the soma juice. And where is it? Durone. So, Durona has again two meanings. One meaning is house. Another meaning is what? Kalashaha. Kalashaha means actually a container. Kalashe. So that definitely soma juice must be kept in a container only. Somahasan kalashe sidati. Atitihi san durone sidati. Atitihi san durone sidati has two meanings. Remaining in the form of Atma alone is in the form of guest residing in the house. Another meaning is what? Atma alone is in the form of juice extracted from Soma creeper, kept in the container, kalashe. So two meanings, atitihi, sun, remaining in the form of guest, durone sidati, atma alone is in the form of a guest in the house. At somahasan kalashe sidati, remaining in the form of the soma juice. Atma alone is there. I mean, Atma alone is in the form of the soma juice in the container. Kalashe sidati. You have to make two sentences. Atitihi san durone sidati. Grihe tishtati. Somahasan kalashe patre tishtati. That's the meaning. Iti duronasati. Okay. Brahmanaha atithi rupenava duroneshu griheshu sidati iti. So Shankaracharya makes it very clear in the following sentence. Brahmanaha. So a Brahmana. Who is a Brahmana? A Vaidika. A person who lives a clean life of dharma. Whose mind always has Veda mantras in his mind. One whose mind is in the Veda mantras. Thereby one whose lifestyle is in conformity with the way of life ordained by the Shastra. Therefore, one who is committed to live a life of dharma, one who strictly lives a life enjoined by the Shastra, is a Brahmanaha. So the word Brahmana has different meanings. A jnani is called Brahmanaha. A person who is committed to Bhagavan, who lives strictly life of dharma, is Bhagavan, Brahmanaha. So there are many Vaidika who strictly lives a way of life ordained by Veda Shastram is also Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha, Atithi Rupena, Atma alone is in the form of a Brahmana who resides in the house in form of a guest. Atithi Rupena va Duroneshu. So va means or. So another meaning. You can take this as what? So atitihi san drone. So it drone sidati iti dronasat. For which? Two meanings. Somahasan kalashe sidati. Next meaning is what? Atiti rupena. Brahmanaha atiti rupena. Duroneshu. So duronaha. Drona means griham. Duroneshu griheshu sidati iti. Atma alone is in the form of a Brahmana who is residing in the house as a guest. So we should not take it. What is conveyed by the mantra must be very clear. Not that Upanishad says only a Brahmana who resides in the house as a guest is a Atma. Not that's not the meaning. The meaning is Atma alone is in the form of everything that is here. We need not go and search for Atma. Atma here is what? Atma alone has the title of Ishvara, Bhagavan. So Atma alone is in the form of everything. Nothing is not Atma here. That is the meaning. Next, Nrishan. Nrishat. Then Nrishan. Drishat means what? Nrishu, Manushyeshu. Nrishat is equal to Nrishu. Nrishu means Manushyeshu. Sidati iti Nrishat. So, Atma is also said to be Nrishat. Why Atma is called Nrishat? Because Atma alone dwells in all the human beings. Sarveshu manushyeshu atma tishtati. Sarveshu nareshu atma tishtati. So manushyeshu nrishu. Manushyeshu sidati iti nrishat. Varasat. Vareshu. Varasat means what? Vareshu. Varaha means what? Devaha. So Vareshu is equal to Deveshu. Sidati iti Varasat. Atma alone is in the form of. Atma is in the form of all the Devas. Atma is in the form of all the Devas. Atma is in all the Devas. Atma is in the form of Devas. Atma resides in all the Devas. Atma is in the form of Devas. Two meanings we should take here. Varasat. Then Ritasat. Ritasat means what? Shankara makes it very clear. Ritam is equal to Satyam. Yajnova tasmin sidati iti. So Ritam means what? Ritam. Rita means satyam. Satyam is yajna. Satyam yajna. Va. Tasmin siddhati iti ritasat. So, Atma very much is there in ritam. So, Ritam also means, Ritam means Atma is the very absolute reality, Ritam, Satyam. We can also say Atma is in the form of this entire Jagat which is empirically real. Atma alone is in the form of the empirically real world. We take the word Ritam as empirical reality. Relative reality, objective reality. What is objectively real is also empirically real is also Atma. Of course, Atma is absolute reality. This absolutely real Atma alone is in all the empirically real things. Atma alone is in all the objectively real, empirically real world. So therefore, Atma is called Ritam, Ritasat. This is one meaning. Another meaning is what? Yajna. We take the Ritam as Satyam. The word Ritam means Satyam, truth. We have to talk about two realities. Absolute reality and empirical reality. What is absolutely real? Atma is absolutely real. Paramarthikam satyam is Atma. This Atma is absolutely real. The Paramarthikam satyam alone is in the form of Jagat which enjoys Vyavaharika Satta, which has enjoys empirical reality, which is empirically real, objectively real. It means there is no objectively real universe independently without the Atma. Atma is not the objectively real universe, but objectively real, empirically real entity of the universe is nothing but Atma. Atma alone is in the form of the world, universe, which is empirically real. Therefore, Rutasat. Another meaning is what? Yajnaha. So, Yajnaha, the ritual, the fire ritual, the Vedic ritual. The Vedic form of worship is, Vedic form of worship is what? Vedic ritual. Yajnaha va tasmin siddhati iti. So, Atma is very much present in all the rituals. Atma alone is in the form of all the fire rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda. Vyoma means, it really means space, the sky. Vyomasati. So, Vyomni, Akashe. You are following the book, you may have to correct. Vyomni, it must be Vyomni. Vyomanni Shabdaha, Nakaranta Shabdaha. Therefore, in locative case, it must be Vyomni. Vyomni, Akashe Siddhati. Vyoma, Vyomni, Akashe Siddhati, iti Vyomasat. So, Atma is all pervasive. That Atma is very much there in the sky also. Atma alone is in the form of a sky. Atma is in the sky. Which means what? There's no sky without the, there cannot be something called sky without the Atma. There's something called space without the Atma. Atma alone is in the form of the sky. Atma is residing in the space. Next, abjaha. We are moving on to the next word, abjaha. Up means water. Up, ja means jayate. So, apsu jayate iti abja. So, abjaha means all aquatic beings. Apsu means in the waters. Shankha means conch. Shukti means shell. Shankaha or shankaha, conches. Shuktayaha, shuktihi, shells. Makara. See, makaraha means crocodile. Makaraha also means the fish, the huge, the shark, whale, fish, etc. Anyway, makara is crocodile. Makara adi, etc. Rupena jayate iti. So, Atma alone is born in the, Atma is unborn. Unborn Atma alone is in the form of all the creatures which are born in the waters. Aquatic creatures. Atma is not born. Atma is not born. The unborn Atma alone is in the form of all the beings which are born in the waters, such as conches, all the things, all the aquatic beings. Conches, shells, crocodiles, etc. Then, gojaha. Go, I already told, means earth. Go has so many meanings, cow, earth, etc. Gojaha, here it means earth. Gavi. So, gavi is the locative case form of the word go. You take the word go as earth. So, gavi means in a cow, on the part of a cow. Whereas, gavi, if you take it go as it is earth, gavi means what? Prithivyam. Gavi means prithivyam, in the earth. Brihi yavadi rupena jayate. So, gojaha means all those which are born on the earth. Prithivyam jayate iti gojaha. गवी जायन्ते इति गोजाः. What are those things which are born here? What are the things which are born in the earth? So, we have to see here. Vrihi means paddy. Yava means barley. Vrihi Yava Adi. Only names of two grains are mentioned here as vrihi, paddy, yavaha, barley. Adi means etc. Countless number of crops, grains which are born in the earth, all are gojaha, all the plantations, the entire plant kingdom should be taken as what? Gojaha. All the plants, the plant kingdom itself, to take as Gojaha, Yavadi Rupena Jayate, so Atma alone is in the form of all the crops, all the grains, all the vegetations, all the plants which grow on the earth. Gojaha Prithivyam Gavi, Gavi Jayante iti Gojaha. Gavi means what? Prithivyam. Brihi Yavadi Rupena Jayate iti. Is it clear? You are following? Okay. Then, so Gavi is equal to Prithivyam. Go is equal to Prithivi. Gavi is equal to Prithivyam. Brihi Yavadi Rupena Jayate. So is Atma born? No, Atma is not born. The unborn Atma alone is in the form of all those crops and plants and grains which are born on the earth. Ritajaha. Ritajaha. Yajna Anga Rupena Jayate iti. Yajnangarupena jayate iti ritajaha. Yajna angarupena. Yajnangarupena jayate iti ritajaha. So, in performing any ritual, there are many factors involved. Every factor associated with the performance of a ritual is called yajnanga, a part of a ritual. There are 18 accessories. We can include so many also. Everything is what? Yajnanga. So ritaja means all those things, factors, like performance of ritual, the priests of four Vedas, the oblations we offered into the fire, the kunda, many things are associated with the performance of a ritual. So Rutajaha means, so Atma alone is in the form of everything which forms part of the ritual. Therefore, Rutajaha. Adrijaha. So Adrihi means Parvataha. Venkatadrihi. Seshadrihi. We say Adrihi means mountain. So Adrijaha means mountain born. Means Parvatebhyaha. Nadyadirupena jayate iti. Adrijaha means all those which originate from the mountains or which get manifested, which are flowing down from the mountains, like Nadyadi Rupena, Parvatebhyaha Jayate. Atma alone is in the form of everything which is born in the mountain, in the form of river, etc. Nadi Adi Rupena, not only river, Nadi Adi Rupena, पर्वतेभ्यः जायते इति अद्रिजाः. सो हियर आत्मा अलोन इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ऑल दोस वेरियस थिंग्स सच एज रिवर्स एक्सेट्रा विच ओरिजिनेट फ्रॉम माउंटेन्स बॉर्न आउट ऑफ नॉट आउट ऑफ माउंटेन्स विच ओरिजिनेट फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स रिवर्स एक्सेट्रा. Now, just by saying all this, what does Upanishad intend here by saying this in this mantra? There's nothing which is not the Atma. Even the Atma is not anything, there's nothing which is not the Atma. Atma alone is in the form of everything, in the form of very existence. You have to understand the existence. If Atma is not there, all these things will lose their existence. They all enjoy the existence having Atma reality as their self. It's like saying, water obtains in the ocean. In what form? In what form does water obtain in the ocean? Water obtains in the form of existence. What is the form of the water with reference to ocean? Ocean is a form, physical form. That's okay. What is the form in which water obtains in the ocean? What is the form of the water with reference to ocean? What is the form? Existence is the form. Existence is the form of the water. Why we say? What do you say this? Water is, this existence of water is the existence of the ocean. Minus water, ocean will disappear. So that which lends existence to the form and name called ocean is water. You know, we say what? Water obtains in the form of existence of the ocean. Similarly, Atma obtains in the form of existence of everything that is here. Existence of Atma is existence of everything in the universe. Existence of Atma is existence of the universe. Minus Atma, the universe will lose its existence. Universe will disappear. So Atma obtains in the form of existence of the entity of the universe. That fact is revealed here. Okay. Sarvatma pi. Now, here is the conclusion. Sarvatma pi san. Sarva atma api san. Sarvesham atma api san. Remaining as the very self of all, self of everything in this universe. Remaining as self of the entity of the universe. Ritam. Ritam means what? Avitatha swabhavaha. One more meaning is given here. Ritam, satyam, we understood. But that brihat ritam, another meaning of the word ritam. Ritam means satyam. That's fine. Ritam means truth. But here, ritam means real. But here, ritam means avitatha swabhavaha. Vitatha swabhavaha means that which is subject to change is vitatha swabhava. That which is of the nature of undergoing change is vitatha swabhavaha. Avitatha swabhavaha means Atma is implied by the term Ritam in this context because Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Avitatha Subhavaha. Which means that which does not undergo any change. That which is ever of the nature of the changelessness. So, avitata svabhavaha. Therefore, it is satyam. That's why abadhitam. Abadhitam means what? Unafflicted in all three periods of time. Everything comes and goes in Atma. Atma remains without any change whatsoever. The avitata subhavaha. Then brihat. Brihat means mahan. Brihat means big. Brihat means big. Brihadeshwara. We all went to Tanjore and we saw Brihadeshwara Swami, the huge Nandi. The huge Nandi, the huge Shivalingam. The Brihat means big. And big is an adjective. Being an adjective, it is comparable, isn't it? Anything big is comparable. You can say how big, you can ask the question, how big is something? Mountain is big, how big is it? Ocean is big, how big is it? That place is big, how big is it? It always says, it's bigger, big, bigger, biggest. So we can say, but here, it's incomparably big, limitlessly big. Therefore, Brihat. That's why Mahan, Atma. Atma is Mahan, great. Because it is big, incomparably big, limitlessly big. So time-wise limitless, space limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, it is incomparably limitlessly big. Brihat, Mahan. How do we say? Sarva Karanatvat. We always say, Brihatvam, the bigness is in terms of its nature of limitlessness. Bigness is always, say, bigness is in terms of its incomparability. Bigness in terms of its limitlessness. But here, it gives another meaning. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives another meaning here. Sarva Karanatvat. Atma enjoys his status of being the cause of everything. Sarva Karanatvat. Atma is implied with the term Brahman. Sorry, Brihat. Brahma is other Upanishads we understand, come across the word Brahma. Okay. But here, Brihat. Mahan. So we say Brihat Matvat Brahma. We understand other Upanishads. But here, Brihat means Mahan. Mahan Sarva Karanatvat. Atma, due to its having the status of being the cause of everything that is here. Everything means what? Entirety of the objective universe, entirety of the universe, inclusive, which is inclusive of one's own body, mind, and this complex, appearing within the realm of time and space, including time and space. There's nothing which is not dependent on Atma for its existence. Therefore, Atma enjoys the status of being the cause of everything. The big question comes, is Atma the cause? No. From the standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the cause. Is any, because there's no effect, there's neither effect nor cause. Absolutely, what is there is only the Atma. Atma is not the cause. For any cause undergo a change, Atma is not the cause. But how do we say Atma is the cause? Sarva Karanatvam Atmanaha. Atma has the status of being the cause of everything. What does it mean? From the standpoint of the universe, we say Atma enjoys the status of being the cause. The standpoint of Atma, Atma is not the cause. There's no thing called effect also. There's neither the cause nor the effect. What is there is only the Atma. The Satya, absolutely real Atma alone is in the of empirically real world. Absolutely, what is there is only Atma. But how can we say Atma is the cause? Atma enjoys, Atma has the status of being the cause of everything from the standpoint of the universe, because the universe has no independent existence of its own. There's something called a universe is available for experience, objectification, enjoyment, interaction. And this objective universe, the stand, enjoys its existence only because of the blessing of the Atma. Atma lends existence. How? Just as water alone lends existence to the ocean. Light lends existence to the entire world of opaque things. Wood lends existence to the furniture. So also Atma lends existence to the entirety of the universe, including time and space. Therefore, we say what? Atma is, from the standpoint of the universe is dependent on the Atma to have, to become the known, to have the status of being the existent. Then the standpoint of the universe, we say universe is as well as the effect because of its dependence upon the Atma to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent. So from the standpoint of the universe, which has the status of being the effect, we say Atma also has the status of being the cause. Sarva karanatva. Which cause? The intelligent cause is also Atma. Material cause also is Atma. The Atma is vivarta upadana karanam. Upadana karanam is also. Therefore what? Atma is said to be brihat mahan. Okay, next. Yada api adityayeva mantrena uchyate. Yada. Not yet. Yad. Yadapi. Yada api adityayeva mantrena uchyate. Tadapi. Asya. Atma swarupatvam adityasya angikritatvad brahmana vyakhyane api avirodha. No, Shankara Bhagavad Pada explains here. Why he has to explain this before entering into seeing the mantra, to understand this one mantra is a very specific, unique mantra, because the mantra not only is found in the Upanishad portion, it's also found in the Karmakanda portion. Generally, the mantras that are found in the Karmakanda are not found in the Upanishad portion, Jnanakanda. So Jnanakande Tatha Karmakande, in both the sections the same mantra is found. Which means, how should the meaning be taken then? So especially, even if it leave everything else, the word Suryaha, when you chant the Gayatri mantra, of course Surya Bhagavan alone is invoked there as a symbol of Ishvara. And where you, Ishvara, And Surya Bhagavan's brilliance stands for very consciousness. And invoke the grace of Bhagavan, our son, and praying for jnanam, naha deha prachodayat. Suryaha. That is different mantra. Anyway, here, what I want to say, how Suryaha, the Adityaha, who is mentioned in this mantra, the same mantra is also found in the Karmakanda. So if we say Atma is in the hum of Suryaha, means Atma hum of everything, Atma is in the hum of Suryaha, sun also. But sometimes the sun itself, Surya Bhagavan, Aditya Devata, becomes an alambanam for Upasakas and symbolizing Bhagavan. And Aditya always stands for the very reality. So if Aditya stands for the very reality, Atma or Brahma, means we can say all that is here is Suryaha. That sentence, all that is here is Suryaha, if the mantra means, what it means is Surya stands for Atma, Brahma, therefore all that is here is Brahma. That is the meaning. That is the meaning. So if we say all that is here is Suryaha, all that is here is Brahma, that's the meaning. Then Surya becomes a symbol for Atma or Brahma. Or Ishvara sometimes, like in the Gayatri Mantra. So when you say all that is here is Suryaha, we say that who is this? Does this mantra really, really mean that Suryaha is everything or Atma is everything? Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada wants to clarify this doubt in case if any of us gets this doubt, he wants to clarify this. How? See, Surya Bhagavan himself is invoked as a symbol of Ishvara. Surya Bhagavan himself is invoked as the Atma. So Surya Bhagavan is Suryaha Adityaha is a Saguna Rupa Ishvaraha. Saguna Rupa. This is a symbol of the Saguna Brahma, Saguna Rupa, Saguna Ishvara. Whereas Atma is absolutely attributeless, nirgunaha. So, Suryaha is invoked as Saguna Ishwaraha. The same Surya also symbolizes nirgunam Brahma. Attributeless reality also. Surya Bhagavan is of the nature of all illumining relatively in the world, is of the nature of brilliance. Therefore, Surya Bhagavan is always visualized as Atma. Best example for the Atma. Even though Atma is not the Suryaha, but Surya Bhagavan, the similarity. Sun is of the nature of self-effulgence. From the standpoint of the world of opaque things, Suryaha is of the nature of self-effulgence. Sun is the nature of brilliance, self-luminous. Sun is not dependent on the world of opaque things to come to light. Sun, by its very nature, by its mere presence, brings the entire world of opaque things to light. Thereby lends existence to the opaque things. Because of this nature, always Surya Bhagavan is visualized as Atma. It's become a symbol for Atma. So Surya Bhagavan is also only one Surya. The reality is also only one reality. Therefore, Surya is visualized as Atma. And here, that all pervasive reality, Atma, is in the form of Surya also. And he is very much there in this Surya Bhagavan. So this all pervasive absolute reality, which is there in all the beings, is also there in the Surya Bhagavan. And the same reality is there in every individual being as the content of I, is there in every living and non-living things. The same Bhagavan is, Bhagavan obtaining in the sun is there in all the beings, in all of us. Therefore, how should this in this particular mantra, how should the meaning be taken? What should be the interpretation of this mantra? In keeping with the, what is the contextual interpretation of this mantra? What is the contextual interpretation of the mantra? To make it very clear, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, two more lines, let us read this. Yada api adityah eva mantrena uchyate. Adityah eva uchyate. Surya Bhagavan alone, Surya Bhagavan alone is mentioned here. Aditya alone is mentioned here. As the cause of everything. Tadapi, still, asya atma swarupatvam, asya atma swarupatvam adityasya iti angikritatvat. Asya atma swarupatvam adityasya angikritatvat. Adityasya, asya adityasya atma swarupatvam angikritatvat. So sun has Atma as its Swarupam. Surya Bhagavan also has Atma as its Swarupam. Swarupam, essential nature of everything is Atma. The essential nature of sun is also what? Atma only. Asya Atma Swarupatvam. Sun also has Atma as its Swarupam, as essential nature. So Adityasya, Asya Atma Swarupatvam, Adityasya iti, Angi Kritatvat. Brahmana Vakyena api avirodha. We have two, let me make it very clear, two statements we have. One statement is called Mantra Vakyam. One statement is called Brahmana Vakyam. What is the Mantra Vakyam? What is the Brahmana Vakyam? Always, Mantra Vakyam, a statement which is in the form of a mantra, is explained. It is a, what the sentence which explains is Brahmana Vakyam. The sentence which needs explanation is Mantra Vakyam. A sentence which needs explanation is mantra vakyam. A sentence which explains is brahmana vakyam. So it is said here, yada api adityaha eva mantrena uchyate. Even though mantra vakyam means a statement of the mantra, only sun is mentioned in the mantra, still tadapi asya atma sarupatvam adityasya iti angi kritatvat. Brahmana vakye vyakhyane api avirodaha. Brahmana vakya api avirodaha means there is no contradiction. There is no contradiction in the Brahmana vakyam. Avirodaha. What does it mean here? Asya atma sarupatvam asti. Sun has the status of having atma as its sarupam. Sun has the status of having atma as sarupam means what? Atma is the essential nature of the sun. And this adityasya atma sarupatvam angikritam. So sun has Adityasya atmarupattam angikritam asti. Sun having atma his sarupam is accepted. Atma is the sarupam of everything. Atma is the only essential nature of the entirety of the universe. Therefore, undoubtedly, atma is a sarupam of the adityaha also. This fact has been accepted. So due to this, adityasya iti angikritvat, atma sarupatvam adityasya iti angikritvat, brahmana vyakhyane api avirodaha. There is no contradiction at all. You can mean the sun can symbolize the Atma or Brahma. And why? Because, in fact, our culture, Puya Swami used to explain this very beautifully. Anything in the world can symbolize Ishvara, symbolize Atma or Brahma. Because the sarupam of everything is Ishvara, everything is Brahma, Atma. That is why we can take cow dung and hold it together, make a small cube of this cow dung and worship that, invoke the grace of Ganapati. Take a handful of turmeric powder and hold it, put it together, and invoke the grace of Ganapati. How is it possible? It is possible because swarupam of everything is Atma. The anything and everything has Atma as a swarupam. Anything can become a symbol of Atma. So here, what can we talk of Surya Bhagavan? Surya Bhagavan, swarupa Surya Bhagavan is Atma. Therefore, Surya Bhagavan can stand for Atma or Brahma. So the doubt need not be there whether the mantra really means sun or Atma. Sun stands for Atma. Why? Because Atma is the rupam of the sun. It means when everything is Suryaha, means everything is Atma. That is the fact implied here. Sarva vyapi ekaha eva atma. Sarva vyapi ekaha eva atma. Sarvam vyapnoti iti sarva vyapi. சர்வம் ஆப்னோதி இது ஆத்மா, சர்வம் வியாப்னோதி, சர்வம் வியாப்னோதி இது சர்வவியாபி, சர்வம் ஆப்னோதி இது ஆத்மா, சர்வவியாபி ஏகக ஏவ ஆத்மா, ஒன்லி ஆத்மா. ஏகா ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஆத்மா, ஏகக ஏவ ஆத்மா மீன்ஸ் வாட், ஒன்லி ஆத்மா. ஓகே, ஏகக ஆத்மா ஒன் ஆத்மா, ஏகக ஏவ ஆத்மா தி ஒன்லி ஆத்மா இஸ் சர்வவியாபி, தி ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ஒன்லி செல்ஃப், ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ஒன்லி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் த என்டைட்டி ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜகத ஏகக ஏவ சர்வவியாபி ஆத்மா, ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் ஒன்லி செல்ஃப் ஆஃப் த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், ஒன்லி ஆத்மா. ந ஆத்மபேத ஆத்மபேத இது மந்திரார்த்தம். த மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி மந்திர, த மீனிங் கன்வேட் பை தி மந்திர இஸ் ந ஆத்மபேத, தெர் இஸ் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ் அண்ட் தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் தி ஆத்மா. There's no difference on the part of the Atma means what? There's no such a phenomenon called a difference with reference to Atma. In the standpoint of Atma, there's no such a phenomenon called difference at all. Atma alone is. Let me make it very clear. When you talk about the difference with reference to ocean, we can talk about the difference relatively. There's a wave difference, wave-ocean difference. We can stuck with the difference. From the standpoint of the water, there's no difference at all. Because all the waves are water. The entire ocean is water. Water is the only substance which is indivisible, undivided, parkless. So from the standpoint of water, there's no thing called difference at all. Similarly here, from the standpoint of the elements, elementals, living beings, non-living things, countless number of species, the functions, the actions, the results of actions, the law which determine the results of actions, the experience of pairs of opposites, we can talk about difference and difference and differences. So many differences. But in the standpoint of the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Atma, there is absolutely, there is no such a thing called difference at all. Time is Atma, space is Atma, everything, just as every wave is water, everything here is Atma. The standpoint of this abstract, formless reality, consciousness, the absolute reality, paramarthikam satyam, all vyavaharika bhedaha becomes resolved, negated. So what is there is only all pervasive atma of the entire jagat. The only self of the entire universe is Atma, the only truth of entire universe is Atma. What is the lesson, final lesson? We saw something in between, suddenly you got confused. Nothing to worry. Because this Jay Mantra is found in the Karmakanda also, the doubt is possible whether the mantra really means everything is Suryaha when it is said there. Whether does it really mean the sun or the Atma? So there's no contradiction. Sun, the Swarupa of the sun happens to be Atma. Sun symbolizes the Atma. It means only Atma. It means only Atma. All that is here is Asurya means all that is here is Atma. So what is there is absolutely what is there is only Atma. பிரம்மமுக்கட்டே, this is the meaning of this mantra. Okay, let me go to the next mantra. Are you all there? Okay, so next mantra, See, Pujya Swamiji always used to say this beautifully. The physical body is a composite of many aspects, many components. Many things intelligently put together forms this physical body. Even subtle body also, many subtle aspects intelligently put together constitute the subtle body. Subtle body has no form. It indwells the gross body. Subtle aspects which indwell the gross body together are looked upon as subtle body. And even the causal body, nothing but avidya, ajnanam, even there are three powers remain undifferentiated, unmanifest as one power of knowing. One unmanifested power of knowing alone is avidya. And there even with reference to Bhagavad Gita, we call it Maya. Even then, the three powers remain undifferentiated, unmanifested. So even many three powers together constitute what? Undifferentiated, unmanifested powers constitute avidya, causal body, karna shariram. And these subtle aspects together constitute subtle body, sukshma shariram. And many gross aspects constitute this sthula shariram. And all those are put together, assembled together intelligently. The spare parts of the car must be intelligently put together. Only then there will be a car which serves a purpose. If you buy the best of spare parts of the car from some nice company and put them together in like a heap in a garage, it will not serve the purpose as a car. It cannot be called a car. Even if you have all the spare parts you need to make a car, buy all the spare parts together, but put them as a heap in your garage, it will not be a car. It will not serve. It will not serve any purpose. It should be put together intelligently. In the same way, that intelligence is manifestation of heart, which is Ishvara, Bhagavan. Pujya Swamiji beautifully unfolded the concept of Ishvara. He says, Ishvara is the realm of knowledge. Jnanameva Ishvara. And the order backed with all these Ishvara. And the functions which are within the realm of the order are Ishvara. This is how Swamiji used to explain. Anyway, I'm not going to the topic. What I want to say, anything and everything put in intelligently, assembled together, serves a purpose. So physical body, having a subtle body within, and also, okay, this causal body, and this, all this together, which is a human body, mind, sense, complex, intelligently put together, also serves a purpose. And is it meant for the body itself? No, definitely not. Is it meant for any of the component which forms part of the body? Definitely not. And second thing, this, the gross physical body or subtle body or even the causal body, we can take all these are of the nature of inertness. The body, mind, sense complex is of the nature of inertness. Because it's also five elemental product. Pancha bhautikaha dehaha. Just as the objective universe, the world is pancha bhautikam jagat, pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha. So also this body, mind, sense complex also is what? Elemental product. Therefore, this being elemental, it is of the nature of inertness. So elemental, therefore of the nature of inertness, because it is of the nature of this body, mind, sense complex is of the nature of inertness. Like the world of objects. This also has no consciousness of its own, sentiency of its own, because of the nature of inertness. Therefore, it has no independent life of its own. It has no independent existence of its own. Because to become conscious, to become sentient, to become functional, thereby to have the status of being what it is dependent on a conscious being for its very survival. It's dependent existence. And this being elemental, because of its inert nature, because it doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence. It has to be known to have the status of being existent. The entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, is dependent on something else to become the known, to come to light, thereby to have the status of being existent. That's why we always say Jagat has Drishyatvam as its attribute. Jagat always enjoys the status of being an object of knowledge. Jagat has the status of being object of knowledge. Jagat can never become the knower. Like opaque thing can never become the illuminator of the sun. Opaque thing can never become the illuminator of the sun, because opaque thing is always dependent on the sun to come to light. How can the opaque thing is dependent on the sun to come to light illumine the sun? Impossible. So no opaque thing has any capacity to illumine another opaque thing also, because this itself is dependent on the sun to come to light. Similarly, the entirety of the objective universe, including one's body, mind, and complex, being elemental material in nature, is of the nature of inertness, therefore is dependent on something else to become the known, thereby to have the status of being existent. Therefore, it has the status of being an object only. Jagat has, it is yad drishyam tad jadam. Anything known is inert only. It has drishyatvam. So it has no sentience of its own, consciousness of its own, life of its own. We know very well. And this being materially, this body mind complex, like any other object in the world, is of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. But change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. The body, mind, and complex also is the nature of undergoing changes. Therefore, not only drishyatvam, and also what? Savikaratvam. Subject to change. Change is the unchangeable nature of the matter. The body, mind, and complex is subject to change. You have the nature of undergoing changes constantly. Therefore, what? All the elemental products are of the nature of arriving and departing. Because of this nature of undergoing changes, they come and go, come and go. They don't get destroyed totally, but they come and go. They continue to exist undergoing changes. So, they have agama apayitvam. They are of the nature of arriving and departing. They are of the nature of constantly undergoing changes. Savikriyatvam they all have. And this, we say, is a dependent existence also. And this body-mind-complex definitely is not for its own purpose. Body is said to be bhoga ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment. Subtle instrument, subtle body, the subtle aspects which constitute subtle body are said to be instruments. Instruments of knowledge, external instruments of knowledge, bahya karanani, antahkaranam, internal instrument of knowledge. Then karma indriyani, instruments of actions, instruments, all these instruments. So bhoga sadhanani. So bhoga ayatanam, an abode of enjoyment is physical body. Bhoga sadhanani are these instruments. Therefore, instruments and abode of enjoyment, not for the abode of enjoyment, not for the instruments of enjoyment, but for the enjoyer. The enjoyer must be distinct from the instruments of enjoyment which are operated. And the abode of enjoyment also must be for the enjoyer, not for the abode itself. Therefore, this beautiful, intelligently put together, the body, mind, sense complex is for an enjoyer, experiencer, who must be that which must be distinct from this body, mind, and complex, though not distant. An important thing we're going to understand in this from this the following mantra. And this inert material products, mind is inert, sense powers are inert, powers of organs of actions are inert, which serve as instruments of knowledge and actions. Jnana indriyani, karma indriyani, pranaha. The physical body, of course, is very inert. Still, now the body is alive. The inert body is active. All the inert material powers are active, functional, which means there must be something which is distinct. Like in the Kena Upanishad, the very first question is like this. Kena praiti prashitam manaha. So what is that by which this mind functions? Because mind by itself is inert. The same thing is implied here. So what is that because of which the pranas function? Because the pranas themselves don't have their own consciousness, sentiency. Mind doesn't have its own consciousness and sentiency. Therefore, this inert body, mind is complex, now conscious, sentient and functional means they do not have their own, means they must be blessed with something, blessed by something else to become conscious and sentient, thereby to become functional. That entity must be of the nature of consciousness. That entity, because the association of which, because the blessing of which, the inert body, mind, sense complex becomes conscious, sentient and functional, must be of the nature of consciousness, awareness, knowledge. Okay? Therefore, and what is that entity? What is that which by its mere presence lends life, lends consciousness, lends existence, lends sentience? What is that? Not by doing something, by its mere presence. What is that? That is what is discussed in this mantra. Let us read the mantra now. What is that entity? And how can we arrive at that entity? How can we arrive at that entity? Therefore, in order to arrive at that Atma, the entity, always said to be Atma, there is a clue given. Shankaracharya says, Atmanaha Swarupa Adhigame Lingam Uchyate. See, Lingaha, Shiva Lingaha, when you say, there the word Linga is what? Liyate Asmin Sarvamiti Lingam. That in which everything remains resolved as one is called Linga. Okay, Antaryameshwara is, so Shiva Linga is a pratika, a limbless form, which serves as a symbol for Antaryameshwara, in whom everything resolves. Everything remains undifferentiated and unmanifested. That is different. But here, Lingam, here means a clue. Atmanaha Swarupa Adhigame Lingam Uchyate. A clue is given. A clue is said here. A clue is given here. In understanding, Adhigamaha means understanding. A clue is given in understanding or for understanding. Atmanaha Swarupam. Atmanaha Swarupasya Adhigame Lingam Uchyate. A clue is said here in understanding or for understanding the swarupam of the Atma, the essence, the nature of the Atma, the nature of the reality implied by the term Atma. Because reality has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature. Because reality is formless, attributeless, subtlest. Therefore, and it, reality is not an object also. All the pramanams, all the means of knowledge available for human beings can be used only to know the objects. But to know, to discover the very subject, to discover the subtlest reality, no pramanam that is blessed, we are blessed with, can be used to understand the Atma, understand the reality. Because reality is not an object. Reality is not an object. Therefore, no pramanam can be used. Shastram is the only pramanam which can help us arrive at the subject of knowledge. Help us arrive at the Atma, obtaining as a rupa of the subject of knowledge. Shastram is the pramanam. Shastra pramanam can be, we can also use logic, but with the, in support of the Shastram only. Independently, logic by itself, independently, without support of the pramanam, will not be of any use. Any logic can be used to arrive at something which is an object only. So without Shastra pramanam, it's impossible to arrive at the Atma Swarupam. So here, Atmanaha Swarupa Adhigame Lingam Uchyate. A clue is given here to understand the nature of the Atma. Okay. Urdham. But very beautiful mantra. I think we'll do it next class. Very beautiful mantra. And this, I'm waiting to do this mantra. Okay. So do it next class. Any questions? What you've understood today? Any questions you have? Was clear, wasn't it?
So, Mani, what is the meaning of angikritatva of the Vashyam?
Angikritam is a past passive participle, accepted. Angikritatvam asti means son has the status of having Atma as its Swarupam. Adityaha enjoys the status of being accepted as the one having Atma as its Swarupam. Got it? Surya, I did not want to translate literally just to make not to confuse. So let me tell you. Surya Bhagavan has the status of being accepted as that which has Atma as its Swarupam. The Samskrit translation is little. I've done an excellent translation, I know very well. But the Sanskrit is too, not very direct, isn't it? Got it? Adityasya Atma Swarupatva Angikritatvat. That's there, no? That's the meaning. Aditya has the status of being accepted as the one which has Atma as its Swarupam. Aditya has Angikritatvam. Aditya has the Angikritatvam. Sun has this Angikritatvam. Angikritatvam means what? Sun has the status of being accepted. Accepted as what? Accepted as the one having Atma as its Swarupam. Okay, is it clear?
Yes, and the Api, in the Brahmana Vyakhyane, is it although, is it like a contradiction? What does the Brahmanas...
There's no contradiction. What happens? See, the in Karma Kanda and in the Jnana Kanda, the same mantra comes. So there, what happens? The mantra, there the meaning should be taken as Sun is everything. But then here we are taking it Atma is everything. So what should be the actual meaning? There's no contradiction, whether it is said in the Mantra Shastra, there in the Karma Kanda, or here in this Upanyana Kanda, does not matter. The meaning is the same. Meaning is the same means there's no contradiction. Even if it is Sun is everything, nothing wrong, because Sun is a symbol of Atma. How can Sun become a symbol of Atma? Because Sun has Atma as a Swarupam. See, Pooja Swami used to make it very clear. In India, we worship so many forms. Worship snakes, worship now elephant, worship rivers, worship. Because everything, Swarupam of everything is Ishvara. Therefore, any one thing can be taken as an alambanam to which symbolizes the whole. One wave can be bowed to as water. One wave can symbolize the whole jagat. Because the Swarupam of the wave is water. Isn't so? Everything, the Swarupam of everything happens to be Atma. Any one thing can become an alambanam symbol symbolizing the whole. The whole stands for Atma only. Therefore, Surya Bhagavan here stands for Atma. So nothing wrong. Because Swarupa of Surya also is Atma. Therefore, Surya symbolizes the Atma. So Surya is all, everything means Atma is everything. That's the meaning. So whether it, Mantra Shastra and Brahmana Vakyam, Mantra Vakyam, there's no contradiction. It's Avirodha. It's not necessary for us. Shankaracharya, just he thinks, see, we do not know what Karma Kanda says. Do we study Karma Kanda? No, not at all. We don't know what is in Karma Kanda. Now, because we are reading this Bhashyam, we come to know the same mantra is also in the Karma Kanda. We are simple people. See, people who are the whole Veda Shastra, who have thorough knowledge of Karma Kanda mantras, and they may have this doubt. We do not even know what is in Karma Kanda. We do not even know such a same verse exists in Karma Kanda also. So there's no confusion for us. There's no contradiction. We only understand the teaching here. So this is for people who know the entire Veda, all the mantras, who have the doubts. For them, there's a possibility of having the doubt. Okay, don't worry. If you have any doubts, again, I'll clarify this in the following class. Okay? We'll make it very clear, much clearer. Then my focus was only to make you understand the words of the Shastra. Definitely. It's all right? Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.